Muse from the Borderland. This is EPAS Unleashed. Hi, everyone. Welcome to EPAS Unleashed. I'm your host, Jessica Navarro, and today we have a very special guest all the way from Wayside Waves here, Margaret. Hello, Margaret.
Hi. So excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for taking the time. I know you all are very busy over there in Kansas City. Before we jump in, we are going to be talking about a curriculum that you all have over there. I was lucky enough to win a fellowship to join you all, and so that's something that we're going to be discussing today on this episode. But before we get into that, Margaret, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I am an educator at Wayside Waifs. I will get more into what I do, but basically I have the privilege to go around to schools, groups, community events, and talk with the folks in the audience about how to take care of animals and how to take care of other people as well. So it's an amazing job, and I really enjoy it.
Yes, and you do such a great job. I really loved being there with your team. How many years have you been at Wayside?
I looked it up today. I have been at Wayside for 2 years and 7 months.
Oh, wow. Awesome. That's great. Can you talk about the education team? How many teammates are part of your humane education department?
Sure. So we have two educators currently. We also have a humane education manager as well. We are hoping to grow our team, but for right now there's two of us who are always teaching, and then our manager Amy also teaches as well.
Okay, awesome. And just a little bit about Wayside Waves. I again had the privilege of going down, so I know a little bit about your organization, but can you tell our listeners what Wayside Waves is?
Yes, we are an 80-year-old animal shelter in Kansas City, Missouri. We serve around 5,000 animals every year. Our focus is on domestic mammals, so lots of dogs and cats and guinea pigs and hamsters. We have about a 50-acre campus, including one of the largest pet cemeteries in the United States. There are about 100 employees here and thousands of amazing volunteers that help out all of our waifs.
Yeah, that pet cemetery is gorgeous. I wish we had one here. I love that. part of my fellowship is, you know, having my little lunch over there. It was very, very loved it.
Oh, yeah. We're really proud of it.
Yes. And also, speaking on that, of course, you guys have the No More Bullying curriculum. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yes. First of all, we loved having you as a fellow, getting to come and see what we do. So the No More Bullying program is more than 10 years old now. It was started at Wayside Waifs. It's kind of our flagship program. So it involves going to elementary schools, and it involves third, fourth, and fifth graders. So we will come out for 5 days, an hour each day, and we talk about how to stop bullying through practicing these five core values, which are, let's see if I can do them, responsibility, compassion, being humane, having integrity, and having self-control. So we bring an animal, a dog, with us typically on the last 4 days of the program, the first day we spend getting the kids ready for a dog in their classroom. And so they not only get to practice those core values with other students, but they also get to practice those core values with a dog in the classroom too, which is pretty special since we know there is a link between how we treat animals and how we treat people. So if we can learn to treat one of those groups with kindness, with compassion, with patience, and respect, then we can treat the other group that way too. So we go to about 25 different schools in the Kansas City area, and then our program is also being implemented throughout the United States as well in over 30 different cities, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, when I went over, you know, we set up that little outreach booth and everybody you all were and knew what the program was. And that was super exciting for me, you know, to see how the community really responded to the program. And that's kind of the goal that we want to have here in El Paso. And you spoke a little bit about this, but human bullying, you know, how is it related to animal bullying? Can you speak a bit about that?
Sure. So we, not just our shelter, we as in the community of humane educators, know and research backs up that there is a link between how we treat animals and how we treat people. So if someone is treating the animals in their lives with cruelty, abuse, neglect, then it is likely that they are treating the people in their lives with cruelty, abuse, neglect, and vice versa. But I always tell kids the good news is the opposite's true too. So if you can learn to treat animals kindly, with patience, then you can also learn how to treat the people in your lives that way too. Because our goal is that by the time the kids we teach are adults, that they will have been practicing those core values for so long. They'll be experts. Other people will see them doing that. It creates kind of a ripple effect where hopefully other people are doing that too. And then we hopefully won't see animals coming into any of our shelters that have experienced those things. We'll see animals that have been treated very, very well, and kids and adults that have been treated really well too. So that link is kind of the foundation of our program.
Yeah, and it's super, super important to, you know, teach this to the kiddos. And you did say that the program was designed for third, fourth, and fifth grade. And I think those are really great grades to teach this to. You know, there's a lot of things going on at that age, and instilling that empathy and that compassion, and like you said, all the core values is super important at that age. And you kind of touched on this as well, but how long is the program? And you said that it's an hour each day.
So it's five days, an hour each day. On the first day, we spend that hour getting them ready for a dog to come into their classrooms, letting them know that it's okay if they're scared of dogs. We want to still make a plan for them to be included and be in the classroom. And then the next 4 days, the dog comes with us. And typically it's Monday through Friday, but we've been moving because of some changes in our surrounding districts to doing it also, offering also the program once a week for 5 weeks.
Yeah, and I love how flexible you all are with the program, because, you know, there's some schools that might not want to implement it. I think that's something that here in El Paso that I really might see. So if schools that are, you know, we don't have the time to implement this program, how would you combat that?
Yeah, it is a big commitment for schools, and we understand that. We encourage them to participate in other ways then, and hopefully build that relationship up with us and with the program. So we might offer to do, like, okay, I know 5 hours is a lot, but can we offer you a virtual tour? You don't have to do anything except turn on your Zoom. So we'll offer them virtual tours. We will come out and do our other presentations. We have a program about empathy, about dog safety. So hopefully getting them into those things. In fact, one of our schools that we've gone to for the first time this year, they started out by just asking us to come in for a reading program, and now we do the No More Bullying program at their school. So building up that relationship, keeping up with them over a couple of years has been helpful in our experience.
Yeah, definitely. And that's, you know, kind of where I am at this point. Thankfully, because I was able to do the fellowship, I have the No More Bullying curriculum down, and I'm just really trying to get into the schools and hopefully, you know, when they see this podcast, they'll get a little more insight on what the program is and how important it is. But for you and your community, can you talk a little bit about the response that you got with your community?
Sure. So a lot of the schools that we're in now, like I mentioned, we do have new schools that come on, but a lot of the schools we've been going to since the curriculum first started, since this program was first launched. So it's exciting to have students in classrooms in fifth grade that have been doing the program in third and then in fourth and then in fifth, because you can see them building on what they remember from the year before. They might remember our dogs. They might be telling their younger siblings about what they can expect when they get to have No More Bullying in their classrooms. We just see we're lucky that we see a lot of buy-in from teachers and administration in those schools where things are, where we've been for a longer period of time. But that's not to say that new schools aren't just as excited. It is really, really helpful, we found, for students to buy into a program if the teachers are also excited and the admins also excited too. I think that answered the question.
Yes, definitely, definitely. I kind of, you know, threw in my experience when mm-hmm. people were just coming to the booth, and they knew what the program was, and mm-hmm. it seemed like they were, you know, really excited to see you all, and that's the goal here in El Paso for us mm-hmm. that this program do so well. And speaking on that, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but what changes have you seen specifically in students after the program?
Yeah, so we have actually done some research. We've had a third party at a local university here assess our program, and they have found that, I can't cite the exact results, but basically that things like empathy are higher in students that have gone through our program versus those that have not, which is a really exciting statistic, because that's kind of the foundation of everything. If you can empathize with another animal or another person, then you are so much more likely to be able to understand the need to treat them kindly with love and to stop bullying towards them. So that is the result that we're able to back up. And there are other results as well, but that is the one that stuck out to me as being really important and something that we're really proud of.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's so important to animal welfare. You know, not a lot of people understand what goes into humane education. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be thrown like in the background, but it is very, very important. And it's awesome to see that the statistics that you guys are getting from this program are really proving that. Proving that empathy is instilled in these kiddos after your program. And like you said, that is gonna benefit everyone in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah. I know not every shelter is able to have an education team, but we just find it to be so important, as I'm sure you do too, because we can have these animals coming in and we can do everything we can for them when they're here with us and finding them amazing homes. But if we can start at the beginning and address how we treat animals when people in our community are in third grade, then by the time they're adults, hopefully we will see fewer of those animal treatment issues arise. The education piece can really address a lot of the things, can stop a lot of those things from happening just in the beginning. So yeah, I feel very lucky that we have a education program and get to have that as part of the community.
Yes, it's definitely needed. And how do you feel that this will impact the children in El Paso if we do implement this program? Because like I said, it's just me in our mm-hmm. team. So uh-huh. I'm trying my hardest to get this, into the schools. And I just want to see, you know, from your perspective, how important it is, do you think implementing it here would be?
Yeah, I think it can benefit any area, any city, any school, any community, because for a lot of kids, at least in my experience, they really haven't thought about a lot of what we talk about. They, like on the first day, we typically administer a quick survey where they're asked to think about how animals feel? Do I think about how animals feel? Do I feel positively about myself? And for a lot of students, it's the first opportunity they've had to really reflect on their own emotions and their own feelings. And that continues throughout the week. Thinking about, oh yeah, how do I relate to other people? Why do I want to be kind to people? So even just that chance for reflection, that inner reflection in terms of how they treat themselves, how they treat others, and how they treat animals is a great opportunity. And like I said, in those schools where we have been for a while, we just see big changes in terms of like some younger kids will come up and try to pet the dog as we're walking through the hallway, and older kids will be like, no, gently, gently. And so you can see those sort of on a micro level, those changes. But like I said, it really will have a positive impact in terms of just making kids aware, and teachers and schools, adults aware of the fact that, you know, animals have feelings, animals deserve to be treated the way that we want to be treated, and so do students. I tell them everyone deserves to feel happy, healthy, and safe. You do, your animal does, everyone does. And so if something's stopping that from happening, from being able to take place, then that's when you need to talk to a trusted adult about that. So I'm hoping that that is their biggest takeaway, is you deserve to be happy, healthy, and safe. And so do your animals.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And you all did such a great job when I was there of making the kiddos feel safe. And mm-hmm. I even felt safe, you know, just being around watching you all.
Oh, good.
That's the most important part. It, you know, we kind of discussed it when I was there, is like, even if you were the only person in that kiddo's, you know, life to make them feel that way, like, then you did mm-hmm. your job. And I love that too, that you mentioned how kiddos are teaching other kids. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing to see in my program is when another kid will teach, you know, oh no, don't do that, they might not like it, or oh, mm-hmm. here, you go up to them and you're very gentle. That's my favorite thing, because you know that the program is working when you see that. And this program I really loved it when you know, I was there with you all. Each day I just could not help thinking, like, if this program was around, how different would, you know, some of my classmates be, you know, in
yes.
the future. And so it's a really great program. I love it. And I loved watching you guys in action. I'm so lucky and so grateful that I won that fellowship, because it really did impact me, even, you know, not being a third, fourth, or fifth grader, just program. you know, I just want to really thank you all for all the hard work that you all are doing over there. It's amazing to see how your program really took off and has been changing lives. And that's just something that we hope to do here in El Paso.
Well, we, like I said, loved having you. We always love having, like, different perspectives and hearing your experience in El Paso. And like you said, you know, you were thinking like a third or fourth grader, but like I said, a lot of times adults haven't thought about these things, and it's good for me too. I like to kind of do the exercises along with students, because everyone needs this, really. So
yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there anything else that you would like to add regarding, you know, the program or just humane education in general?
Sure. So I will mention, just as a quick plug, that we also have a podcast here at Wayside. It's called Wayside Tales, and it's for everyone, but they're pretty short episodes, because we're hoping that classroom teachers can find them useful if they're shorter, a little bite-sized episodes about life in a shelter, people working in a shelter, that kind of thing. But just generally support your local animal shelter. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, Jessica.
No, yes, thank you. Well, definitely we'll check out your podcast, and maybe we'll share a few, and I'll share with, you know, my humane education resources here in El Paso, because I think that's a really great idea, you know, to share it with teachers. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us, and we hope to speak with you soon. Maybe we'll invite you to another episode.
yes Well, thank you so much for having me. I love hearing about what you all are doing down there, and hopefully we can visit in person someday.
Yeah, definitely, we have you. Well, that's all we have for EPAS Unleashed. We will see you next time. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Oh,